صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه المصطفى. حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, with a new session of the Arabic for beginners with the book of Ajami. As we said that there are in Arabic something called Mu'rab and something called Mabni. The Mu'rab that has the change at the end of the word. That has the change at the end of the word. And the Mabni is the one that does not change. It remains on the same form. And this, the mu'arab changes because of the factors that precedes it. As we said, like the fi'l, like the fa'il, like the mubtada, ibtida, like the huruf al-khafd, and so on. Now it is the time for learning more about the i'rab and the factors of i'rab. As Ibn Ajurum here says, Babu Anwa' al-I'rab, or Babu Ma'rifat Alamat al-I'rab, as you like to call it. Qala, Aqsamu Arba'a. Aqsamu al-I'rabi Arba'a. We have أقسام الإعراب ألقاب الإعراب they are the same thing. طيب they call it أنواع الإعراب أقسام الإعراب ألقاب الإعراب as you like to call it. قال وأقسامه أربعة. This is what we said, the أقسام or the ألقاب or أنواع, as you like to call it. أقسام is division, أنواع kinds or type, ألقاب the nicknames for the إعراب. رفع ونصب وخفض وجزم. These are the four. رفع ونصب وخفض وجزم. These are the four. نعم. الرفع as when you say جاء زيد. So زيد here مرفوع. We see the ضم مرفوع زيد. And as and in the نصب رأيت زيدا. رأيت زيدا. So زيدا here the حركة of the last sentence is changed, as you see. In the previous sentence it was زيد, now it is زيدا. What has it to change? The factor. Before it was preceded by fa'il, so it must be marfu. Now it is preceded by fa'il, so it must be mansub, maf'ul bih. وَخَضْ مِثْلْ مَرَرْتُ بِزَيْدٍ. مَرَرْتُ بِزَيْدٍ. مَرَرْتُ بِزَيْدٍ. مررت بزيد. So here زيد also, as you see, the حركه of the last letter is changed. And the two previous, in the previous two sentences, it was مرفوع زيدن, منصوب زيدن, and now مخفوض زيدن. Why it is مخفوض now? Because that it is preceded by حرف غض باء, by the باء, which is حرف غض بزيدن, بزيدن. ولا جاء. So فللأسماء نعم. والجزم لايك, والجزم لايك لم يقم, لم يقم, لا تقم, لا تقم. So this is here, تقم, أن تقم is فعل مضارع مجزوم, فعل مضارع مجزوم بلم في in the sentence لم يقم, and with لا النهي in the second sentence لا تقم. So we see the حركة as يعني سكون. This is فعل مضارع. المضارع الرئي يعني usually يقوم, يقوم, يقوم زيد. So يقوم يرفع المضارع مرفوع. And also it can be منصوب as you're going to see. So here it is مجزوم. And منصوب it can be لن تقوم, لن تقوم. So تقوم يرفع المضارع منصوب بلن, علامة نصبه الفتح. It is منصوب because of the factor لن that preceded it. The sign for نصب is the فتحة at the end of it. So these are the four أنواع أو أقسام أو ألقاب, as you like to call it. Two of them are combined between or shared between the اسم and فعل. These two are the رفع النصب. رفع النصب. And then the اسم, the أسماء, takes the خض alone. So the أفعال cannot have the خف. This is only for the أسماء, the خف, only for the أسماء. And the أفعال take something special, which is جزم. جزم is only for أفعال, it cannot be seen with أسماء. So two are shared between them, رفع and نصب. أسماء can be مرفوع, أفعال can be مرفوع. أسماء كان بي منصوب, أفعال كان بي منصوب. But خض only أسماء كان بي مخفوض, أفعال cannot be مخفوض. جزم only أفعال كان بي مجزوم, أسماء cannot be مجزوم. نعم. And then we have نعم باب معرفة علامات الإعراب. But every type of إعراب يعني has علامات, has signs to know that this is the علامات. These are the علامات. We have الرفع, for example. One of the types of إعراب is الرفع. It has four signs. It has four signs for it. One is the original, which is the ضمة. That is the original sign. One is the Dhamma, which is the original sign as we said. And the second is the Alif, or the Waw, the Waw. And the third is the Alif. And the fourth is the Noon. We will see all of these inshallah. Ad-Dhamma, which is the original sign for Rafa, is only found in four positions, or four things. Al-Ism al-Mufrad. Al-Ism al-Mufrad. And when we say Al-Ism al-Mufrad, we don't mean the singular, which is opposite of dollar or plural, but we mean which is not a sentence or a semi-sentence. So we don't mean the dull or the plural, but we mean which is not sentence, neither it is semi-sentence. Sentence is known. Can you say Muhammadun Mujtahidun? Ya'kulun, these are sentences. One is Ismiya, the second is Fa'li. Semi-sentences, when you say Fiddari, this is not a sentence, but this is semi-sentence. Looks like a sentence. And also Kitabullah, this is not a sentence. So we mean it is not a sentence, it is not Jar wa Majroor like Fiddari, it is not Mutaf Mudaf like Kitabullah, but it is singular. It's a mufrad. Example of it is, as we said earlier, Ja'a Zaydun. Ja'a Zaydun. So Zaydun here is فاعل مرفوع على متربعي الضمة الظاهر على آخره. Let me quote myself. I said اسم مفرد which opposes the مثنى and جمع. I think this is what I meant. But I think I said that it is, which is not jumla, should be jumla. No, we don't mean that. Here we mean which is not musanna, nor it is jam, nor it is formal asma al-khams. That is what we mean here by this mufrad. It's a correction. Right. The second position where we can find the Dhamma هذا الثاني في الرب الجمع التكسير. جمع التكسير is the one which the plural of it is different from the singular of it by either adding some letters or removing some letter. That's why they call it broken plural, because we break it. Example, rajul and rijal. Rajul and rijal. Look at this. Rajul. Ra, jim, lam. This is singular. When you want to make it plural, you say rijal, ra, jim, and then you break it here and insert the alif. Rijal. You put the alif there. And then the lam. This is in adding letters. In removing letters like kitab and kutub. Kitab is singular. And it is kaf, ta, alif, ba. Four letters. When you make it plural, you say kutub. So you are broken there between the ta and ba and remove the alif. It was kitab, now it is kutub, kaf, ta, ba. Three letters. So that is جمع التكسير. When جمع التكسير is found مرفوع, the sign for رفع is then لضم. Sometimes it is not, it is neither be by adding nor by removing, but by the change of the حركات of the word, like أسد and أسد. أسد and pushed. Asad and pushed. Same letters, no adding, no subtracting, but you will see the harakat chain. Asad, fatha, 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 or fatha, fatha, and then depends on the Arab. But Ust, you see, Dhamma, Sukun, Ust. Not. And the third position for Dhamma is the جمع المؤنث السالم. جمع المؤنث السالم. The sound plural feminine. And this is known by adding alif and ta at the end of the singular. Like Muslim, you add alif and ta at the end, it becomes Muslimat. Muslimat. مؤمن مؤمنات عامل عاملات حافظ حافظات and the like. This is called جمع مؤنث سالم. Whenever جمع المؤنث السالم is found مرفوع, the sign for it is the حركة of it is the is the ضمة. نعم. And then and you can you say for example جاءت البنات. جاءت البنات. جاءت البنات. So سؤال بناته هي الفاعل المرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة، علامة رفعه الضمة. نعم. And then we have the fourth is الفعل المضارع. The fourth of the places where you can find the ضمة as a sign for رفع is الفعل المضارع, which has nothing added to the end of it, like أم النسوة, nor نون التوكيد, nor ألف الاثنين, nor واو الجماعة, nor ياء المخاطبة, because when it is connected to نون النسوة أو نون التوكيد, here the مضارع is مبني. When it is connected to ألف الاثنين, واو الجماعة, or ياء المخاطبة, here the مضارع is from الأفعال الخمسة. The رفع, the sign for رفع of it is the accessible of the noon. So we are not talking about the مضارع which is connected to anything. The مضارع as it, like يأكل, يشرب, يلعب, تأكل, تشرب, تلعب. This is called مضارع لم يتصل بآخر شيء. And the other condition for it is it is not preceded by the factor of نصب nor the factor of جزم. In this case it is مرفوع. It is مرفوع and the same for it is ضم. يأكل محمد. يأكل محمد. يأكل يرفع المضارع مرفوع وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة على آخره, وعلامة رفعه الضمة الظاهرة على آخره. نعم, this is the this is all about the first sign for رفع which is the ضمة. And here we end up our session, willing to, inshallah, continue tomorrow. Sorry, not tomorrow, Saturday, inshallah. Tomorrow we have no class. I will try to come tomorrow. I'll try tomorrow. But not guaranteed. والله أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. If you have any question now related to the subject, you raise it please. نعم ابن إسماعيل. طيب ابن إسماعيل. We don't have homework, although we need to have homework. But let me tell you something. Good you reminded me. Good you reminded me. Okay, we will. Let me think of what we can have, inshallah. Okay, we'll take Surah Al-Zalzala as a homework. Bring out or extract every marfu' and the sign for it, the Dhamma. And tell us why it is Dhamma. Why the sign is it for, it is for Dhamma. Now, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So the homework is Surah Al-Zalzal. Naam, Saleh, go ahead. Okay, Sister Saleh says that I don't understand Al-Ism Al-Mufrad that good. Okay. Al-Ism Al-Mufrad, in Arabic we have Mufrad, Musanna, and Jam'. واو مفرد متمنع جمع. You say رجل, this is مفرد, one, singular. مثنى is doll. You have, you say رجلان, رجلان, اثنان, اثنان. And then you have جمع, which is plural, رجال, رجال. So رجل, رجلان, رجال. رجل is مفرد. رجلان is مثنى, رجال is جمع. Is that clear now to you, صالح or صليحة؟ صليحة, is that clear? صليحة doesn't respond. Okay, yes, but I understood it is something about. So, no, no, that is, I said correction. You stick to the mistake and you left the correct thing. I said correction. Yes, when we will talk about something like al-khabar, we are going to speak about the sentence, but not now. It's a bit advanced. We will come to it, inshallah. Maharaj, go ahead. Wa alaykum wa rahmatullah. Maharaj, go ahead. Are we going to be tested on memorization of the text? No. No, I'm not going to tell you to examine you on the memorization of the text. But I always advise my students to memorize it. Because memorizing is half of the knowledge. Half of the knowledge is memorization. But you are not supposed to. The most important thing is to understand it. Tuwayliba Muslima, go ahead. Tuwayliba Muslima, go ahead. نعم طويلة بتعلم الشيء نحو. It has become very hard for me. Please advise us. بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم. Well, the advice I can give you is continue. There is a preceding. Is it very important that we learn the rules of Nahu? I am realizing that I understand and speak Arabic better than I understand Nahu. It becomes very... No, you speak Arabic, you speak, you understand, speak the as they call it, the yani, local Arabic or the street Arabic, but you are not in the Arabic of the Quran. And we are trying to simplify it for you to know why you say Muhammadun, why you say Lay Ya'kula, like that. So learning the grammar, the Nahu, is very important for those who want to seek the knowledge. If you don't want to seek the knowledge, up to you, but you are saying Tuwayliba. So you are trying to seek the knowledge. If you want to seek the knowledge, you will have, it is a must, you will have to have the Nahu. Stop every other thing you are doing and concentrate on Nahu first. Because without it, you won't understand the ulama, you won't understand the Quran and like that. If you want to seek the, I was saying, if you want to seek the knowledge, you will have to learn the Nahu. You will have to learn the Nahu. There is no choice in that. I cannot imagine Talib al-Ilm without Nahu.
This is not possible. طالب العلم must have نحو. First thing you begin with is نحو. In order to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. Because نحو is the grammar of the Arabic used in the Quran and in the Sunnah. So if you don't understand it, how come you know which is the fa'al, which is the maf'ul bih? I gave example in the first time I taught Ajrami on the internet. And I said that yani first of all, why it is called Nahu? It is called Nahu because that Ali ibn Abi Talib had a companion called Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali. Abu al-Aswad al-Du'ali one evening came to his house yani, when it was dark, and he found his daughter in the garden outside the building, in the garden of the building, and she was looking to the heaven, to the sky, and saying, ما أجمل السماء, ما أجمل السماء. So he immediately responded saying, the stars, نجومها. She said, Father, I did not ask, I'm just wondering. Then said, if you are wondering, then do not say ma ajmalu, because this is questioning, not wondering. You say ma ajmala. See what is the difference? And in other incident, it was said that somebody who yani recites the Quran, who memorizes the Quran, and he leads the jama'ah, but he doesn't have Arabic. It sometimes help you even in your salah, your ibadah. This person was here saying, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. The ayah originally, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ, he said, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهُ. Why? He just understand the a bit of Arabic grammar, a bit. The verb must be followed by fa'al, subject, and fa'al is marfu'. So he said, he found it in the Quran, innama yakhsha Allah. So he said, Allah is fa'al, then it must be Allah. Now, he changed the whole meaning. The ayah means that the ulama are the people who fears Allah the most. He, when he recited it, he made that Allah fears the ulama. Allah fears the ulama. See? Big change. So we have to learn Arabic. Wa na'am Allah Arabic. Hassan al-Ajmi, tawbah. Yes, I understand part of it. Now, barakallahu alaykum. Hi, wafikum barakallahu. Could one of the admins please email me the screen display and the homework? Right, this up to the admins. And now I would like to excuse and leave. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.